Tonight on The Moment of Truth, the most difficult questions yet are waiting for family man Ray Hernandez.
Are you afraid of dying because you're overweight? Have you ever resented your mother for attending your wedding dressed in black? Would you cheat on your wife if you knew you wouldn't get caught?
That's a hard one.
What he reveals will break your heart and change his life forever.
My family should be happy for me.
But it isn't.
So that hurts. Yeah, it's deep for me.
Show all of our contestants have undergone a rigorous polygraph exam. They don't know the results of that test, but if they tell the truth, they can win up to $500,000. Let's meet our next participant.
Ray Hernandez is a 50-year-old cook from Corona, California. He has been married for 30 years. He is a father of three and a grandfather of four children. He was asked over 50 questions by our polygraph examiner. 21 of those questions have been chosen for tonight.
Ray Hernandez, this is your moment of truth. Hello, Ray, welcome. Nice to have you here. A little nervous?
Yes, very.
I don't blame you.
No, but I'll be fine.
I believe you.
Yeah.
Are you going to be able to tell the truth in front of all of America tonight?
Yes, I will.
Okay, good. There are six levels of questioning. The further you go, the harder the questions get, and the more money you can win. You can quit at any time, Ray, and take the money. But once you hear a question, you have to answer that question. And remember, if you're caught lying, you lose everything and the game is over.
Yes.
Okay? Ray, you're not only here telling the truth in front of all of America. Friends and family have joined us to hear your truth as well. Let's find out who's here tonight.
Hi, I'm Marla, Ray's wife.
I'm Margaret, Ray's mother.
I'm Charisse, Ray's daughter.
I'm Shannon, Ray's other daughter.
Sam, Shannon's boyfriend.
Great. So are you all ready for this?
No.
There's an honest answer. Normally everybody goes, sure. No. You mind if we continue anyway?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, very good. Are you ready, sir?
Yes, I am.
Let's begin. Okay, Ray, level one has six questions. Answer all six truthfully, you win $10,000. Now remember, if you're ever concerned about the answers you gave on your polygraph exam, you can change them tonight, okay? Let's find out a little bit about you. What do you do for a living?
I work for LA County Probation Department. I'm a cook. I'm a head cook.
It's gotta be a tough and rewarding job.
It is.
Yeah?
I've been doing it for 35 years.
35 years, yes. Wow. Question one. Have you ever bought food you knew was stolen?
Yes.
That answer is...
There's always a deal somewhere.
True.
That's one. One truthful answer, five more to $10,000. What kind of food was it?
Well, you know, these guys come around, you know, and they, hey, they got some whatever, and you buy it. You know, families gotta eat sometimes, you know? You got a good deal, you get it. You know?
Oh, my gosh.
You know, it's good. It's frozen.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. You enjoy going to work? You've been doing it for 35 years.
I love my job. I really do. I've had opportunities to do a lot of other things, but I love what I do.
Question two. Have you ever flirted with any women at work?
Don't lie.
No.
That answer is...
I have to go home now.
True.
That's two truthful answers. You need four more to get to $10,000. That's gotta feel good, huh?
Yes. It does.
I'm just crazy about her. You know, I've been crazy about her since day one, and I love her very much.
Did you say you're a generous person, Ray?
Yeah, very much so.
Family? He's pretty generous?
Yes, yes.
Like at home, people come, I want to cook for everybody. I want everybody to come and eat it. I'm inviting my sister-in-laws, I'm inviting everybody to eat. Let's do it, you know? That's just the way I am, you know?
True.
Question three. If a natural disaster left thousands of people homeless, would you let a family of strangers stay in your house?
Oh my God.
Yes, I would.
That answer is...
He looks so good.
He does.
True.
That's stressful, you know that?
Three right answers, three more, and you have $10,000. Who doesn't love Ray right now? Marla, he's answering the questions, and you are the one who looks nervous and sweaty over here. You okay?
No.
What bothers you the most?
I'm just worried for him. I don't know.
So far, he's been a very honest guy, and you know him longer than any of us, except for Mom.
Yes, he's very honest.
But you do have some control, and this goes for all of you here, and that's why I wanted to take a moment. If there's a question that I ask Ray, and any of you do not want to hear the answer, reach forward and hit this button.
Okay.
That's all you have to do. I'll make sure that Ray doesn't answer that question.
Okay.
And we will replace it with a new question.
Okay.
You can only use that button once, whoever gets there first, and I can't tell you what the replacement question will be, so you have to take a chance on that, but you can use it whenever you're ready. Does that help?
A little.
A little. All right, good. You two have been married how long?
30 years.
30 years of marriage. Wow.
I've been chasing that woman around since I can't even remember.
Question four. Do you think your wife is still attracted to you physically? Isn't it fun answering these in front of your daughters?
Yes.
That answer is... true.
That's four.
You know, that's what keeps it going, you know what I mean? That's really important.
Is it important, Marla?
Yes.
Still attracted to him?
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
Are they lovey-dovey around the house?
A little too much, yes.
Sometimes they hear it more than they're supposed to hear.
Oh, is that right?
No.
What if you won a ton of money tonight? What would you do with it?
I would put it towards my house. That's exactly
good
what
investment.
I would do.
You wouldn't buy some more food and prepare it for everybody in the house?
They don't like me to cook.
They don't?
They don't want to be fat.
Yeah. Question five. Are you afraid of dying because you're overweight?
Yeah, I am. Very much so.
That answer is... true.
All right, let me tell you. I had gastric bypass, okay?
You did?
Because I wanted to lose weight.
Right.
Okay? 2 days after I got home from the hospital, I was in the kitchen cooking things.
Uh-oh.
I wasn't eating them, but I was cooking things.
Right.
That's what I like to do. The thing that I love so much is the one thing that would probably end up killing me if anything else is because I enjoy what I do. I love to cook.
You okay, Mom? Are you already a little choked up? Is it about something that we've talked about or things that we might talk about?
What you talked about?
Yeah, about health. Yeah. You love your son very much, don't you?
I love my mom very much.
Is it nice having her here supporting you?
Yes, very much so.
For $10,000, question six. Have you ever resented your mother for the way she treated your wife?
The moment of truth will continue. The moment of truth continues.
This is the moment of truth. Well, at least it is for Ray Hernandez. How are you doing so far, my friend?
I'm doing good, feeling good.
Right before we went to commercial, we asked you, have you ever resented your mother for the way she treated your wife? What's your answer?
Yes, I have.
That answer is true.
Congratulations, you just won $10,000. $10,000 is yours. What has their relationship been like?
Well, all my life that I've been with my wife, and I've been with my wife since I was a young boy.
Right.
It's always been rocky. And
between them?
Between them and my family, period. And it's really hurt me a lot. It's bothered me a lot.
Are you aware, Mom, that has bothered him this much? How do you feel about Marla?
Well, it's okay.
Marla?
Maybe she felt like I stole her best asset, you know, all the fun that he brought to her life. And I just kind of took him away and, you know, kept him all to myself. So I understand.
Is that how you feel, Margaret? You've got $10,000, Ray. That's a happier thing to talk about.
Yeah, it is.
You can stop now. There's no shame in that. But if you can answer five more very personal questions truthfully, $10,000 turns into $25,000. But Ray, remember, with every question, not only do you risk the $10,000, you risk opening up
another can of worms.
Another can of worms, right?
So let's open them.
Okay.
Because you know what? I didn't lie about anything, and I'm willing to say everything that's the truth.
Okay. So Ray, what do you like to do for fun?
I like to fish and I like to cook.
You're my kind of guy, Ray.
Go figure.
Yeah.
You know, is he pushing the food? But no, that's what I like to do for fun. And to be with my family.
Question seven. Have you ever looked at pornography without your wife's knowledge?
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes.
That answer is
freak.
True.
When you're at work, you know, maybe one of these actresses or something will be on Playboy and they'll bring it down.
Yeah.
You know, I don't go home telling my wife, you know, I just saw it. You know, just they show it to you. It's the end of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And the way you answered that one, it was like you wanted to get that one off your chest. You guys are laughing over here, daughters. How do you feel that dad's occasionally wandered into the sights he shouldn't wander into?
I can't believe him. Oh,
he's just a guy.
Apparently so.
I'm still your dad, though.
I guess it's appropriate for me to ask you, are you pretty open with your wife at this point?
Yeah, I very much so. Actually, in the whole household, we're pretty open.
Question eight. Have you ever withheld any health information from your wife?
Ever.
Yeah, I have.
That answer is true.
That's eight.
I never tell her how much I weigh when I go to the doctor. I never tell
her. That's health information.
And I don't want her to know, so I kind of like always lie or something, you know?
Okay. You've answered eight truthfully. You need three more to get to $25,000.
Oh, that's a lot of questions, Margaret.
And it looks like a long way to go, doesn't it?
Looks like you'll never get up there, you know?
Well, remember, where you are now is on top of $10,000.
Yes, I am.
You can stop at any time.
Yes.
You can also use the button at any time.
Let's talk about that.
Would you say you're a pretty honest guy?
Yes, very much so. I don't beat around the bush. Sometimes it hurts people's feelings, but you're going to get what you get, you know?
Question 9. Have you ever stolen anything from a job?
Yes.
That answer is...
Give us a chance to ring the buzzer. We gotta save you.
True.
I make, like just the other day, I made some cream puffs.
You made some cream puffs?
I made some cream puffs, I brought them home.
But brought some home.
I shouldn't have brought them home, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So. 9 truthful answers, 2 more, we get to $25,000. Ray, everybody in this audience is loving you right now, and I bet a lot of you are as well. More with Ray Hernandez right after this commercial break. Don't go away. I'm sitting across from Ray Hernandez, and I'm grateful to be sitting across from you, Ray.
Thank you.
Yeah, you seem to be a terrific guy.
What you see is what you get.
I get
this
that.
Is me.
Yeah. That's me. You can stop at any time.
Keep on going.
Let's get back to your marriage for a moment. Okay. A lot of years. How do you keep your marriage fresh?
Well, you know, you always got to tell your wife you love her, hold her hand, talk, and go to dinner because we like to go to dinner.
Yeah.
Together. I think the most precious times of my life is when I'm with her alone and it's just us going somewhere, even if it's just to the mall or if it's just walking around the block. Those things are so important, you know?
Question 10. Have you ever fantasized about having sex with a woman other than your wife?
Not hitting that buzzer.
The truth is, yes.
That answer is...
Weirdo.
True.
Let me clean this up a little bit, okay? You know, when you're guys and everybody sees that girl walking by,
yeah.
Boy, I like the buster tops. Well, yeah. Oh, well, yeah, I would. You're not doing it. You just, you know, human. I'm not gonna lie. It's the truth.
You do tell the truth.
Although my daughters think of me of something of a perv now, but I'm okay.
Do you think of it something of a perv?
Borderline elite.
Borderline elite.
These are human questions. These are life questions. And to me, you know, my life.
But not everybody is comfortable admitting them on national television.
But you know what? Not everybody's spending $500,000 either.
Okay, you've answered truthfully and forthrightly. And some of them, for others, would be difficult. You've done them with grace. I say this because you have $10,000, Ray. That's a lot of money. I don't have to ask questions. No one here will think less of you if you say, you know what, let's stop now. Let's go home with $10,000. If I ask this question, you have to answer this question, unless they hit the button.
I'm no quitter. Let's do it.
Okay. If you want to hit the button, you can. But remember, if you hit the button, you stop him from answering a question that for him may be very easy. For $25,000, Ray Hernandez, question 11. Would you cheat on your wife if you knew you wouldn't get caught?
It's a hard one. Beep.
No.
That answer is... true.
$25,000, Ray. Thank you.
For 10 years, I spent the night in Santa Barbara every Sunday, away from home.
Right.
Because I was running Santa Barbara Probation Department's kitchens. I could have fooled around with her every Sunday if I wanted to.
Yeah.
But you want to know something? I could never have an affair with another woman. I love that woman too much.
Ray, you have $25,000 to get to the next level. You'll have to answer only four questions, truthfully. For a guy like you, it may be very easy, but there are some areas of your life that you've alluded to that aren't just personal, but they might be tricky even for you. In my hand are two questions. One may never come up. One of them, however, on this card is definitely the next question. Okay, I just want you to see them and see if that changes your decision at all. There's some sensitive things coming around the pike. I don't know which one of these is next, but you should be prepared to answer either of those. See?
Yeah, I'm ready to answer.
You can answer these. Okay. Then we will do that, Ray. We will take a very short commercial break. We'll be back with a very honest man, Ray Hernandez, right after this.
The moment of truth will return. The moment of truth continues.
Welcome back to the moment of truth. I'm here with Ray Hernandez. He has won $25,000. And Ray, you only need four more truthful answers to get to $100,000. I think everybody in this room would like to see you win all of the money. Every time I ask you a question, you risk the $25,000 that you have figuratively in your pocket right now. And the questions are very personal, Ray.
Yeah.
Are we going forward?
Yes.
Remember, if you don't want to hear an answer, you can hit the button. So you've talked a lot about your family growing up. Would you describe your family as a close family?
My mom made sure of that. We were real close. If anything happened to one of us, you better believe all the other brothers were going to be there.
Yeah.
You know? And we were raised that way. You know, we always came home to a hot meal. You know, she was the one that put the sugar on it. That's the bottom line.
And I can sense that. You've also mentioned that there's been friction over these 30 years between your mother and your wife.
Well, you know, for the life of me, I wish somebody would give me an answer why. And I've had these feelings piled up for years and years and years. But the bottom line is, why? Nobody's ever given me an answer why. Instead, it's gotten worse. Don't judge me because I have my life and I'm happy with my life. And I have, and I don't like it.
Well, maybe this next question will open up a conversation, or maybe it'll distance you further, I don't know. But if you want it, I will ask question 12.
Ask it.
Question 12. Have you ever resented your mother for attending your wedding dressed in black?
Should we gong it?
Should we gong it?
Do you want it? You sure?
Tell me.
Sure.
Grandma says no.
Yeah. Yes.
That answer is... true.
Some 12 truthful answers.
Let me explain something to you.
Yes.
I've never been to a wedding as beautiful as mine. And my family didn't show up to it. My mom went to the church and that was it. That hurt more than anything in the world. Now my question is, why? My family should be happy for me, but it isn't. So that hurts. Yeah, it's deep for me. You know what I mean? Very deep. And I've kept that bottled up for 30 years. Someday, maybe I'll get an answer from my family, you know?
Mom, is there something you'd like to say?
I wasn't invited.
But she was invited. She even got a corsage. Everybody in my family was invited. My grandmother went, my aunts went, but my family, My immediate family did not go.
He was only 16.
He was only 16. Okay.
That's the baby.
He was too young?
Yes.
Okay. But now he's proven to be a great husband and a great
father. The best.
And do you realize?
The best.
I know how proud you are of your son. The best man, you just said.
From all my boys, he's the best.
You okay?
I love you, Mom. There'll be no more questions for you, Mom.
Okay.
I've asked you some tough questions.
That was a tough one.
But you have answered truthfully, and that's really all you have to do to win money. How much money are you going to win? We'll have to find out that after this. We'll be right back.
The moment of truth will return. The moment of truth continues.
Welcome back to the moment of truth. I'm here with Ray Hernandez. And as the money goes up, so does the difficulty of your choices. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I would.
Three more still, though, Ray, before we get to $100,000. And this is a rocky road getting there.
I know it.
Do you want to continue?
Yes.
Okay. How's your relationship with your mother today?
Good. Good. I love my mom very much. I always see how my mom's feeling or how she's doing.
Question 13. Would you donate an organ to your mother if it would save her life?
He would do it. He would do it.
You've got to think about it.
He would do it.
In a heartbeat.
That answer is true.
That's 13 truthful answers. I hope you both live happy, healthy lives for a long, long time. Ray, if you want to walk away, you got $25,000.
Oh, my God.
I'm not going to convince you to leave, am I?
No.
Okay. Does your family like to get together for the holidays?
We used to get together a lot. No, not anymore.
Your immediate family?
My immediate family, always.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I make tamales.
Yeah?
Yeah, I make tamales.
That's right.
Menudo. We have it all.
Traditional
and let
Christmas
me tell you,
fare,
my
huh?
mom taught me how to make some really good tamales.
Yeah? Question 14. Can you ever forgive your parents for not accepting Marla as your wife? Don't answer. Don't answer. Boy, Charisse, I haven't heard much from you, but you hit the button. Why did you hit the button?
I don't know. I just feel like some of those things are better left unsaid, and we don't need to rehash it anymore.
All right, we'll replace that question. The button is gone now. Now we ride basically on his truth, and there's nothing you can do about it. I hope you made a good move for your dad. Question 14. Is it important to you for people to think you have money?
He might be embarrassed to say he's broke.
No. It isn't important to me if people think I have money or not. Why lose sleep over it? No.
That answer is...
He's always telling people he doesn't have money, so I don't know.
True.
That's 14 truthful answers. Charisse, well done. One more for $100,000. Marla, you were worried about this one. What were you whispering to Mom over there?
Oh, I was telling her that maybe he might be embarrassed sometimes to say, I don't have the money to pay for something. Because I know he's like, should I pay Marla? Do I have enough money? You know, he doesn't want to say it. So I don't know. I thought.
Well, you know, bottom line, okay, all these guys can say they were the in the house, but you know what? She controls the money, so if I, can I spend it or not? You know what I mean?
So far, so good. I take time here, Ray, because if you look at this pyramid, you'd say, oh, I'm there, one more, 100 grand, easy peasy, right? It only takes one question and we lose everything, okay? So I want you to be prepared for that if you choose to go to this next question. I know it's even harder to walk away now when you're so close to $100,000, but again, if you walk away, you do have $25,000. Hard questions could be easy, easy questions could be hard. What do you want to do?
I want to keep on going.
Okay. We have talked quite a bit about your relationship with your wife, Marla. Would you say that even with all that we've discussed today, your marriage is still strong?
My marriage is strong as it's ever been. It's just strong. We have our grandchildren, we have our children, we're blessed. We have what we have. We have our home.
This is your $100,000 moment of truth. Question 15. Have you ever thought your wife deserves a better looking man than you?
Yes.
That answer is.
I am so stressed out.
True.
$100,000. What are you feeling right now, Ray?
A lot of emotion. I feel like I'm ecstatic. I've never won this much money, but I haven't gotten it yet. I feel like I did the lie detector test, and I did it, and I told the truth on everything. I'm very happy right now. That's all I can say.
Ray, I don't know if this game is beatable by anyone, but boy, I'm impressed with you. Now, I don't want you for a minute to think that I'm encouraging you or that I know anything at all. I want you to take your time. I want you to talk to your wife, who is barely able to sit still. And we will come back with Ray Hernandez and his decision about what he wants to do at this level of our game right after this. Moment of truth. At this point, however, we're thinking of changing the title to Everybody Loves Ray. You've answered 15 truthfully. You're sitting on $100,000. You've got plenty of time to think about this, but we won't rush it. Only three questions, truthfully, and you get to $200,000. You might be the guy who can go all the way. Ray? What do you want to do? All right, Callum. Stop. You know, Ray, this is not like other games you would play where you don't know what questions are on the test. These are all questions that have been asked of you. If you can remember, and if you remember how you answered. Whether or not the polygraph has deemed them true or false, yet to be seen. What would you do at this point, Marla?
I would stop because they could be like a question, a really quick question.
Mom, what do you want him to do?
Stop.
You want him to stop too? Charisse?
He couldn't be worse off than when he got here this morning, so what do you got to lose?
That's really a good point. Your decision. If you want to leave, I'll write that check immediately and be thrilled to do it. If you want to stay, I hope to see you at $200,000.
It's still an imaginary $100,000.
Say it. That's it.
Your wife just know you listen. That's right. $100,000. Ray Hernandez, I wish you health, happiness. Most importantly, I wish you lots of fun with that $100,000. So the best to all of you guys. Go ahead and give your wife a hug. Ray Hernandez made a very tough choice. And he's going to walk out of here with $100,000 just for telling the truth. It can be that easy if you're a guy like Ray. Thank you so much for being here. I look forward to joining you again right here on The Moment of Truth. Bye, folks.
$100,000. Coming up on future episodes of The Moment of Truth.
Have you ever been paid or sex? As a bank teller, did you ever contemplate stealing money from the bank you worked at? Have you ever thought that you might be addicted to sex? Have you ever worn women's underwear?
And 1 week from Monday, it's the episode America has been waiting for as 21-year-old Aaron Dunbar faces the toughest questions yet.
Have you ever been ashamed of growing up Mormon? Do you really believe you can get any girl you want?
Do fat people repulse you?
It's the can't-miss episode of the year on a special day and time. 1 week from Monday, February 25th at 8, 7 Central. You don't want to miss the most addictive show on television.
Tell the truth.
Yes, I have.
I told you it's gonna get tough.